Here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio, Mark Vandermeer and the General John McClain, joined by Rick Smith, Executive Vice President and General Manager. Rick, how's it going?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Great. How are you, Rick?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay, here we are on our way to Jacksonville, Rick, and this is a big game. Jags leading the division. Texans have a chance to make them feel badly during this holiday season. How do you see this matchup as the Texans are trying to play for not next year so much, but make a good impression on the way out of 2017?
Well, yeah, and I'm not trying to make them feel any kind of way other than focus on how we need to continue to improve and get better.
Yeah.
We're professionals. We are always in the business of trying to, A, compete, win football games, and improve. And so that's what the focus is, and I'm happy that the guys are continuing to work it the way that they are. And so I went out to practice today. I was obviously in Dallas the last couple of days at meetings, and so I was able to kind of catch up this week today, and it looks like we've got some good work going on.
There's no silver linings in a season like this, but you've had a lot of injuries, so there's guys getting extensive playing time that ordinarily wouldn't. Because you turn over the roster about 40%, how important is it to see these guys that need to be looked at before the season's over when you're making decisions in the offseason?
Well, it is a benefit, John, both to us and to those players, because they do get an opportunity to go and compete. And really, the best, we talk about it all the time when we talk about the draft prep. The most important element to a draft evaluation is the resume on tape, what they do in the game, in competition. And so this is, opportunities for guys like you mentioned that otherwise wouldn't, if we didn't have the issues with the injuries, that these guys wouldn't have the opportunity to play like they are. And so it's a valuable experience for both them and for us in an evaluative opportunity.
Jacksonville's missing one starter.
Yeah.
You played Tennessee, they were missing one starter and just for a game.
Yeah, listen, there's so many factors that go into a championship season, and luck just happens to be one of them. You have to be healthy because, if you in this league with, the competitive way that rosters are built and the way that the talent is across the board, you can't afford to lose too many good players and still have an opportunity to play at a level that affords you the opportunity to go and win a championship. It's just a part of the deal.
Rick, your thoughts on T.J. Yates, who came off the bench last week, throws touchdown passes on his first two drives, and he looks pretty good for a stranger, so to speak, who hasn't been playing a whole lot of football lately.
It's funny. Jimmy Ray, our assistant general manager, who hadn't been around until this year, you sit and you watch practice, and you're out there, and so he'll have a comment or two about T.J., and I kept telling him, don't worry about it as much as what you see in practice with this guy. This guy's a gamer. He goes out and he plays well. So didn't shock me at all. It looked like, initially like my golf swing sometimes. It was too fast, so his first couple of throws he was rushing, but once he got into a rhythm, he threw the ball effectively, and, with another week of work, I expect him to continue to play well.
You're on the competition committee. I'm sure y'all are going to study the concussion protocol a lot. You've tweaked it a bunch. John Mara was outspoken about investigating, of course, Russell Wilson and now the Texans. Do you see anything off the top of your head that you can think of y'all could do other than adding more people in the press box or on the sideline?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, John, because I think the first thing that I need to say is that our medical staff, they do a fantastic job of managing not only the concussion issues but all the injuries as the game progresses and as we are in games. And as it relates to the concussion protocol, we follow the concussion protocol. Unfortunately, we may have had more practice than anybody in the NFL this year.
We've had
two games where we've had five guys go into the concussion protocol. Obviously, one game, they all were diagnosed with concussions. The other one, four of the five were diagnosed. And so we know how to manage the protocol. Now, there were a set of circumstances in the game last week that did not give them the opportunity to have the same view as many of the people in the country did with the video that had gone viral. But if you follow what ends up happening, we got the guy out of the game. So the protocol worked. Now, the issue is obviously not having the ability for the spotters up in the box to get that video down to the sideline. So I do think that this is an opportunity for us to continue to improve the process. I don't think it needs to be scrapped. I don't think it's terrible. I think we've had over 500 guys checked this year for concussions through the league. So I think the protocol is working. I think all of the resources that we put on the sideline and in the box and all of the expertise and all the training that we've done with the medical staffs and training staffs, I think it's working. You know, I think, like you mentioned, the rules, we've changed a lot of rules to, you know, to address this issue. So there, it's a lot of work that has been done. Clearly, there's a lot of work that continued and that needs to continue to be done. But I would tell you that our staff is tops with respect to anything in the medical.
After the season's over, I know you go over everything. Does it worry you that you think it's just bad luck? What can you review that might tell you something about the bad luck?
Well, there's all kinds of things that you can look at. I mean, you know, first of all, if you've got a certain type of injury, so if you've got a bunch of soft tissue injuries, for example, then maybe that's something that you can point to a training thing. Or if you've got a bunch of similar injuries, then you can look at maybe what you're doing overall to kind of point to. But if they're all over the place, so for example, you know, our concussions. Okay, if you look at the mechanism, which is the way that the athlete gets the concussion, what is the concussive episode that causes the injury? If you can point to something, whether it's maybe you've got a bunch of guys that are not in the top performing helmets, maybe you've got a bunch of head to head shots, so we need to go and address it with the rules. Maybe there's, but if you look at all of the different mechanisms, it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's head to head shots, it's head to ground shots, it's head to body shots, it's all of these. So there's not really, right off the bat, before we start to delve into the numbers, there's nothing that jumps off at you when you review the data that says that points to one particular thing or another. So we've got to continue to look at those things. And so, and that's why we've looked at it, you know, comprehensively from a league perspective and a competitive perspective with the committee. You know, not only is it rule changes and changing the behavior of the players, but it is technology and how can we get the helmets better. And it is, all of those things, teaching better technique and tackling technique and all those things that you can do to continue to promote safety and to make sure that in this violent competitive game that we play, we do it as safely as possible.
Well, Rick, Savage's concussion led to Yates playing, as we discussed, and Taylor Heinicke is the current backup at practice, currently on the practice squad, but tell us about him a little bit, what he brings to the table, because he might be thrust into an important role for you.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of breaking news right now, Mark, that we are going to activate him today, as a matter of fact, and bring him to the 53-man roster, and he will be our backup quarterback in the game, and Tom will be inactive. And so that's what we'll do this week, and we'll continue to monitor him. He was a young guy that's been a three in this league and very competitive, athletic guy that can whip the ball around a little bit. And so, hopefully we start the game and finish the game with TJ.
But, yeah.
You know, if that's not the case, then we'll see the young man and he'll be ready to go.
And back to your point about the injuries, they kind of are all over the place, because when you look at three of the biggest ones, Watt, Whitney, and Watson, they're completely different, all three of those. So.
They are. And if you look at the balance of the rest of the men that are on our inactive or injured reserve list, it's the same thing. It's not we don't have a rash of any one particular injury, unfortunately, because you could address it at that point.
Yeah.
But sometimes it is, like we call it, it's just the luck of the draw, and that's just how things work sometimes.
I threw this one at Bill last week. There was an entertaining game. I know you were playing at the same time, but you saw the highlights of the Bills and the Colts in the snow, okay? Very snowy game. So what's the snowiest game or the worst weather conditions you've ever played in or been a part of?
Gosh, you know, it's interesting that the Buffalo game last week, I was in Denver, we actually had a blizzard the night before we were scheduled to leave to go play Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And it snowed 26 inches overnight. And so we were, just obviously very much delayed getting out of Denver. We had to go get some of our players in snowmobiles, and they put a snowplow, literally they put a snowplow in front of our buses to get us to the airport. We were the only flight that took off, and we got up to Buffalo maybe 1 o'clock in the morning and played a game the next day and won the game. So that wasn't the game conditions,
yeah.
But that was by far the most bizarre set of circumstances with respect to weather. Until this year when we got stuck in Dallas after the hurricane.
Of course. Rick, thanks a lot for joining us. Good
luck.
Okay,
guys.